For the first time since March the 2nd, the residents of Kherson woke up to sights and sounds of a city restored to life. This is Svobody Square. In the center, the world means freedom, and with it comes joy and laughter. It's not peacetime as such, but for as long as possible, they'll pretend it is. The Russian army has merely retreated to the east side of the Dnipro River, easily in artillery range. As they withdrew, the Russians destroyed critical infrastructure, the TV tower, bridges over the Dnipro, including this one near the Kakhovka Dam, causing significant damage of parts of the dam wall. And satellite imagery shows a damaged Antonovsky Bridge, the main crossing from west to east. Russia announced that it had completed an orderly withdrawal on Friday morning, but the evidence suggests it was anything but. Some units were forced to flee across the temporary pontoons under heavy Ukrainian fire. There were reports of drownings. Another unit is said to have been ordered to dress in civilian clothes and escape by any means available. Many Russian dead and wounded are said to have been left behind.
As of this evening, the defense forces have established control over more than 60 settlements in Kherson region. The police have started stabilization measures. Everywhere in liberated territory, our expert technicians have lots of work to do. Almost 2,000 explosive items have already been removed.
For Russia, it was the latest in a series of battlefield defeats, and all the more humiliating, coming just 6 weeks after Kherson was formally annexed by Moscow. For now, Ukraine has rejected the idea of negotiations.
They want to negotiate, but they have written Russia here forever. They want to negotiate with us and keep bombing the infrastructure. They want to cease fire, but they're not talking about the withdrawal of their forces from the entire territory of Ukraine, because they need an operational pause, not peace.
A city that resisted the occupation when it began almost 9 months ago, until that resistance proved futile. That was so recently proclaimed Russian forever by Vladimir Putin, has proven itself in scenes of euphoria that won't end anytime soon, to be Ukrainian to its core.
The question now is whether Ukrainian troops can replicate this victory elsewhere in the country. Fighting in the east is particularly intense, but with the return of the regional capital to Ukrainian hands and the morale boost that comes with it, they believe they can win this war. Assad Beg, Al Jazeera, Kryvyi Rih.